From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 6 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the 5 books the characters in Jeff Abbott's new thriller would read. In my new thriller, January and July, there's not a lot of spare time for reading. Most of the reading is in old case files as January Holt, a tenacious bookworm and intel analyst who is trying to find a traitor selling secrets. She's helped by a rookie bodyguard, July Whitlock, who has misplaced his first and only client and is desperate to find him. Together, they go to a small Texas town full of mysterious characters and intrigue to search for the same man who holds the key to both their mysteries. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, filmmaker Kiyoshi Kurosawa on her new locked room mystery, The Samurai and the Prisoner. Kiyoshi Kurosawa's The Samurai and the Prisoner 2026 comprises a series of locked room mysteries nested within the broader context of civil war in 16th century Japan. Based on Hanabu Yanzawa's prize-winning novel from 2021, Kokurojo, The Samurai and the Prisoner, it tells the story of Araki Murashige Masahiro Motoki, who rebels against the warlord Oda and, when the film begins, is under siege in his fortress, Arioka Castle. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, The Rhyme and Reason of Suspense, Lisa Gardner on her new standalone, You'll Be Sorry. A little obsession goes a long way in the life and work of a writer. Lisa Gardner, who wrote more than a dozen romantic suspense novels under the pseudonym Alicia Scott before dropping that name and going darker, knows this to be true. Whether the complexities of character, the precision of plot, or the rigors of research, she has been going down rabbit holes and turning up carrots for more than 30 years. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, the best paperback releases of the month, August 2026. Here are 21 of the best novels to come out in paperback this month, as selected by the Crime Reads editors. Anna Fitzgerald Healy, Etiquette for Lovers and Killers, publication date, August 4, 2026. A darkly humorous, lighthearted romp of a mystery. Healy's debut is good, not so clean fun. Shelf Awareness, Lacey N. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Rachel Antonoff's fall fashion collection is noir-themed. Rachel Antonoff just dropped her Fall 26 line, and it's a full-on noir vibe. Think classic detective tropes reimagined in ready-to-wear, plaids that echo trench coat silhouettes, prints that sprinkle in magnifying glasses, lipstick scrawls, and even little embroidered props like hotel keys, binoculars, and ashrays. The whole collection feels like a love letter to silver screen sirens and the gumshoe chasing them, but with a modern twist that keeps everything from being just black and white. The standout pieces are the prints, each designed by collaborators like Hazel Lee Santino and Gemma Coffey. One trench coat sports a chaotic solicitations and condemnations pattern that's equal parts witty and wearable. Another dress is covered in a collage of noir-themed items, perfume bottles, notes, neon signs, giving it that femme fatale medicine cabinet feel. There's also a nod to her earlier Butts Here motif, swapping poker chips for motel keys and ashtrays, while a bold Jessica Rabbit-inspired red dress adds a splash of glam to the otherwise moody palette. What's great about this drop is that it stays true to Antonoff's inclusive sizing and political edge, so the drama isn't just skin deep. The pieces are playful enough to fit into a holiday gift guide, but they also have that I'm the detective, I'm the culprit, I'm the mystery vibe that makes them stand out in any wardrobe. If you're looking for something that's both whimsical and a little gritty, these items hit that sweet spot. Bottom line, the collection is a fun, fashion-forward take on classic noir, packed with quirky prints and a few standout statements like the Jessica Rabbit red dress. It's the kind of line that feels fresh for autumn, perfect for gifting or treating yourself before the holidays, and likely to sell out fast. If you love Antonoff's bold, inclusive aesthetic, this is definitely worth a look. Up next, 6th, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, I'm Not Here to Hunt Rabbits, excerpt and cover reveal. Smith's flight to Addis isn't just a journey, it's a moment he can't shake. He's a 37-year-old with a shaved head, eyes that seem to attract trouble, and a habit of writing in the margins of newspapers instead of typing. When he lowers his tray table, a dry stain of blood catches his eye, just a single splash, no mess on the seat, no obvious source. The sight pulls him back to Afghanistan, to a mission that left a woman named Helen dead, and to a new job protecting the family of Ethiopia's second wealthiest businessman, who survived an assassination attempt just days earlier. Smith watches the Ethiopian stewardesses, the turbulent turbulence and the subtle clues on the tray, wondering if the blood is a warning. Don't come back, or you can't escape what you've seen. He runs through a technique a woman taught him, focusing on a single muscle, recalling the feeling of a past trauma. Mata stay grounded while the plane descends. At the airport, a tired customs agent deals with a disputation triggered by the regime, while Smith's companion, the businessman, interjects with a curt hup. Smith's duffel holds a wallet, a toothbrush in his father's bomber jacket, a second passport, and three guns, each with its own story of low SS and violence. The man beside him, a quiet, dark-skinned elder in a fine suit, leaps through the whole thing, his hands resting like they're ready to gather water. He feels the weight of his past, the mud on his boots, and the chaotic swirl of thoughts about houseguests, criminals, and Helen's laugh with a lime slice. When the businessman finally lets go of Smith's arm, a tense exchange erupts. Smith fires a warning shot, grabs the man's shoulder, and the older man, after a moment of shock, nods and says it's okay. He hands Smith a taxi, smiles weakly, and tells him, "You're here. Be cool. It won't be easy, but you will be." The scene leaves Smith with a mix of dread and resolve as he steps into Addis, the blood on the tray still a silent message he can't quite decode. That's today's True Crime Brief.